This is the story of Froggy gets invited to Carson's birthday. You can read along with me in your book. You'll know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Bling! Let's begin now.
Well, it was another fine spring day out in Frogopolis, and Froggy was just hanging out at home, just thinking about what might be happening on this fun day. But meanwhile, across on the other side of town, there was a dude named Carson the Porcupine. And Carson the Porcupine was planning out a big birthday party. And the birthday party was going to be for 7 o'clock that night. And the birthday party was going to be straight epic. You might even say it was going to be straight fire, dog. The Porcupine had so much fun stuff planned. There was going to be a piñata, and the piñata was going to be filled to the brim with delicious candy like Hershey's Kisses, Starbursts, Nerd Clusters, even some atomic warheads, you know, super sour kind of candies. It was going to have Fun Dip. It was going to have everything, man. Everyone was so stoked about it. And other than the piñata, they were also going to play some pin the tail on the donkey. They were going to have a three-legged race. They were going to play the game where you try and fill up the water buckets with like cups of water, like a relay race. They were going to have an egg on a spoon race. Have you guys ever participated in one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, they're epic. So this party was going to be going off. They were going to literally burn the roof off. It was going to be insane. But when Carson the Porcupine got up on this spring day, he realized one very, very critical error / mistake. He never gave Froggy the invite to the party. And he was like, oh, rats, blast it all. How could I have forgotten to invite Froggy? Froggy is the life of the party. Froggy brings the heat. Froggy brings the noise. Froggy will... Oh, this party won't even be a party without Froggy. If I can't get Froggy his invite, I don't even know. We might have to cancel. Mom, we might have to cancel the party. And his mom was like, what? Cancel the party? Do you know the amount of time I have put into planning this party and acquiring all the right candies and all the right party favors? We are not canceling this party, son. And he's like, all right, then that means only one thing. I must get an invite to Froggy, and I must get it to him right now. I'll see you later, Mom. I'm out. Peace, peace. And he blasted out the door. And as he blasted out the door, he thought to himself, oh, where am I going to find Froggy? He's so adventurous. He could be anywhere. He could even be in outer space. I've heard about him traveling through space and time. Oh, my goodness. Where to start? Well, I'll start by going to Froggy's house. But by this time, Froggy was not home. So Carson the Porcupine showed up at Froggy's door, knocked on the door. When he knocked on the door, though, a couple quills flew off. Throing, 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 throing. And they throinged right into his door. Froggy's mom heard the most unusual noise from inside the house. It sounded like knocking, but it also sounded like bow and arrows, like blasting into a door. And she's like, oh my goodness, Robin Hood has come to our house and he's shooting up the doorway with his band of merry men. Father, you get it. I ain't going out there. No, sir. And Father's like, oh, of all the silly nonsense. What are you going to say next? Peter Pan is at the front door? Pan, pirates, poppycock. And he was like, watch this. There's nothing to be worried about. And he pulled the door open. And when he pulled the door open, more quills shot right into his face. Oh, I've been shot. Oh, it is Robin Hood. Robin Hood has shot me in the face with several arrows. Oh, it's hurting. And it's still hurting. And
Froggy's dad was just rolling around on the ground. Oh, mother, save me. Mother, you'll have to talk to Robin Hood and the Merry Men because I can't see a blasted thing. It's hurting the flesh. It burns. And she was like, oh, father, it was not Robin Hood. I don't know where you got that silly idea. Oh, that was your idea and you know it. Oh, I had nothing to do with it. I would have gotten the door if I was closer to it. Anyways, it's just a little pork. It's Carson. You know Carson. He's probably here to invite Froggy over to play. And Carson was like, not just over to play, but over to my birthday party, which is going to be tonight. Oh, the birthday's tonight? Oh, fantastic. Froggy will love it so much. He just ran off down the street to go get together a game of hockey. I think he was going to play some street hockey or something like that. So you might want to go look around the neighborhood and find him. Anyways, good luck. I got to go take care of Father Frog. Oh, Fredward, stand still. Let me pull this thing out. Broing. Ow! Oh, mother, it's still hurting. Tell Robin Hood to go away and tell him to take Little John and the Merry Men, too. And that includes Friar Tuck. Get him out of here. Get him out of my sight.
And so they closed the door. And Mother Frog took all of the quills out of Father Frog's face, and he never stopped believing that it wasn't actually Robin Hood and the Band of Merry Men. He always believed that until his final day. Anyways, which didn't come for many, many years, I might add. Meanwhile, Carson was still on the hunt. He was cruising down the streets, waving to everyone as they passed by. And he was like, anybody seen Froggy? Has anyone here seen Frog? Has anyone here seen a short talking frog, perhaps playing a game of hockey? And everybody was like, oh, you're talking about Froggy Frogerson. Yes, he was here playing hockey just a few minutes ago. But somebody blasted a knuckle puck and it went into the woods and the kids all ran off to try and find the puck. So you might want to check in the woods. And so Carson started wandering into the woods, and he wandered deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's when he heard something off to the side that sounded a little bit growly, and it sounded a little bit mean, and it sounded like this. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Yep. It was the big bad wolf. And he was like, oh my goodness, I've read all about this. He blows down the houses of innocent little pigs and tries to eat them. I've got to do something. And he ran right up and he took his tail and he went right as the wolf was saying, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll broing. He blasted him right in the back with a whole bunch of quills. And Carson said, and I'll fill you full of quills, you big bad wolf. And the wolf went, "Ow-ga!" and flew up into the sky going, ow, 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 I've been shot. Oh, no. It must have been something extremely spiky. What was it? Was it like a seamstress that was knitting a fur coat and she put her needles into my back? It's hurting so bad. Ah! And he ran away. And the pigs all came out and said, a seamstress full of needles saved us? Is that really what happened? And they popped out and said, oh, it was a pork. Oh, it was Carson. Carson dog. What is up, my brother? I'm so glad you saved us. We've been so lazy-daisically building houses of sticks. And that wolf was just about to destroy it and eat us all. And Carson said, you homies should know by now, houses of bricks are the only houses, man. Other than that, you're going to get attacked by wolves all day. So get going on it, or I might come back with my quills and put a few quills in you to make you think more about real house building stuff. And they're like, okay, we will. And they got busy right away building a house of bricks. And Carson said, wait, guys, before you get too busy, have you seen Froggy? And they're like, oh, Froggy Frogerson? Yes, he was just out here looking for a knuckle puck. But he couldn't find it, and he got distracted. He got distracted because he found a treasure map, and he started following it.
And Carson was like, oh, blast it all, a treasure map. That could take him anywhere. I was just talking about this with someone else. Froggy's always traveling through time and space and in and out of magical realms and portals and doing things that's just utterly preposterous. I just want to give him an invite to my birthday party. That's it and that's all. And they're like, oh, whoa, 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 birthday party? Like pinatas, three-legged race, sack race, egg race, that kind of birthday party? And the pigs were like, and Carson was like, yeah, yeah, of course. And the pigs were like, is everybody going? Like, is it open invite? And Carson was like, ah, you guys want to come to my birthday party, don't ya? And the pig's like, of course, dude. It's going to be the party of the century. Oh, thank you so much for the invite. He's like, wait. I haven't invited you yet. Let's make a little deal. You boys help me find Froggy. And then you're in to my party. You're in. And they're like, okay, yeah, for sure. And funny you should ask, because we happen to have another copy of the treasure map. And Carson was like, oh, well, why didn't you say so? And they said, well, a deal's a deal, me boy. We drive us piggies. We drive a hard bargain. So off they went to go find Froggy and go find the treasure. Took them a long time. They winded all the way through the forest, over the river, through the woods, dug a tunnel, had to pass through an ancient, like, pyramid type of thing where they had to, like, you know, avoid all these swinging blades and, like, take a leap of faith onto, like, an invisible beam and walk across and then step forward in the right steps so they didn't fall down like to their doom. And then they found this golden statuette that they had to take off of this pedestal without letting it fall down. But they didn't do it quite right. So this humongous boulder started chasing after them and they had to get out of that pyramid structure before they got squashed by the boulder and blasted by little arrows. And when they got outside, there was a whole group of people who were there protecting the treasure that they had to escape from. So there was this dude in a lake who was sitting there waiting for them with an airplane. They swam out to him and they jumped in. But when they jumped in the plane, there was a snake in the plane. And they're like, bah, dude, what's this snake doing in your plane? And he's like, oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie. And they're like, bah. So they jumped out of the plane. They had parachutes, though. Poof. The parachutes deployed and they fell to the ground. And when they got to the ground, they said to themselves, all right, we went all the way to the end of the treasure map and we did not find any sign of Froggy. And the pigs were like, oh, sorry. I guess we must have made that part up. Froggy didn't actually go to the treasure map. We just wanted some help with someone helping us find the treasure, and you were just the one. And Carson at this point was getting very, very bothered, and he was like, ugh, guys, we've wasted all this time. My birthday party's in 1 hour. It's going to take me all that time to get back to my birthday. I have no and I'll never get an invitation out to Froggy. And the pigs were like, we're so sorry, dude. We are so sorry. And Carson was like, oh, I shouldn't have ever driven such a hard bargain with you guys. Of course you can come to my birthday party. I'm sorry I was a little harsh earlier on. And they're like, ah, we weren't very honest with you either. Let's go. Let's go enjoy the party. We won't worry about it. We'll invite Froggy next year. And Carson was like, yeah, we'll invite Froggy next year. It's cool. It's cool, guys. So they walked back. And they were feeling a little bit low. And when they got back to Carson's house, it was party time. So Carson kind of shook it off and he said, well, I'm going to go enjoy my party. This is going to be great. And when he walked in his front door, surprise! All the guests were already there. And the guest front and center was Froggy himself. And he was going hop, 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 flop, flop, flop all around the house. And Carson was like, Froggy, yes, all my friends, yes, everybody's here. And there was more people there than he ever thought imaginable. And he was so stoked. And he was like, Froggy, I've been looking for you all around town and all through woods. And even I went on a insane treasure hunt to try and find you, but I had no idea. How did you know about the party? And Froggy was like, dude, there's been talk about it all around town that you've been hunting for me. My mom and dad told me about the invite to the party. The kids in the neighborhood who were playing hockey told me about it. And then the three little pigs called me on a cell phone and told me all about it. And Carson looked at the pigs and said, what? You had a cell phone this whole time? We could have just called? And they're like, oh, sorry, man. We're crazy. And so anyways, the party was so fun, and Froggy was there, and all the friends were there. The whole town was there, and everyone celebrated Carson so intensely, and it was, like, insane. And when it was come time to smack the piñata and get the candy, nerd clusters went everywhere, even to the point where Froggy and Carson just opened their mouths wide, closed their eyes, and were showered with nerd clusters falling in their mouths. Ah, delish. And everybody lived happily ever after.